that the companies his firm owned were pioneers in the outsourcing of American jobs to places like China and India. Pioneers. Let me tell you, Tampa, we do not need an outsourcing pioneer in the Oval Office. We need a president who will fight for American jobs and fight for American manufacturing. That's what my plan will do. That's why I'm running for a second term as president of the United States.
In advance of Obama's speech, Democratic National Convention Chair and Member of Congress Debbie Wasserman Schultz rallied the crowd. She talked about how the Obama administration had made progress despite claims by Republicans that they haven't, including adding more than 4 million jobs over the past 3 years. Wasserman Schultz said Republicans and their presumptive presidential nominee Mitt Romney are more concerned with unseating Obama than repairing the economy.
Mitt Romney, make no mistake, is rooting for failure. And he's asking elected officials across the country to do the same. He wants to turn back the clock on all the progress that we've made. But we're not going to let him get away with it, are we? Of course not.
Outside, some 30 anti-Obama protesters waved signs along the sidewalk in front of the campus with messages like, America can't afford 4 more years. They wore buttons reading, No Obama. Some argued with motorists who were stuck in traffic about economic policies. Chris Seeger was one of them. He thinks the president is doing a bad job.
He's an inept moron that doesn't know what he's doing.
Seeger said Obama won't even admit when he screwed up.
Oh, I inherited this big mess. Oh, did you really? Well, for what it took Bush 8 years to rake up $4 trillion in debt, Obama's now done that $5.1 trillion in 3.5 years. Now, you don't have to be a Ph.D. in mathematics to understand that his debt has trumped Bush's in a lot less time.
But the finger-pointing and name-calling has only just begun. This was the first Florida rally in Obama's 2012 campaign. He stopped in Orlando before heading to Tampa and then hosted a $20,000 a plate fundraiser with 25 people. Despite his fundraising skills, Obama said the Republicans will outspend Democrats in the November election.
And all that money is going to be spent on ads, telling you that the economy's bad, it's all my fault, and I can't fix it, because government is always the answer, according to me. Or because I didn't make a lot of money in the private sector. Or because I'm in over my head. Or because I think everybody's doing just fine. They will have ad after ad after ad, and all of them will have scary voices. You know? They'll have pictures of me looking all old and broke down.
The crowd laughed, but it's a serious setback for Democrats. Obama urged people to knock on doors and use social media to get folks to the polls. He encouraged them to tell people what a country will look like under a president whose economic priorities favor the wealthiest Americans.
First, they promised to roll back all kinds of regulations on banks and polluters and insurance companies and oil companies. That's part of, first part of their plan. Second part of their plan, they don't want to keep all the Bush tax cuts in place. The ones for the wealthiest Americans, they want to keep those in place. Then they want to add another $5 trillion in tax cuts on top of that, including a 25% tax cut for every millionaire in the country.
Obama wonders how Republicans plan to pay for that.
That's a good question. Now, well, let me tell you, they start by proposing $1 trillion in cuts to things like education and training and medical research and clean energy. But that's not enough. That's only $1 trillion. They got all this, you know, $4 trillion to go. So then they propose eliminating health care for about 50 million Americans. And then they propose turning Medicare into a voucher program.
Florida is a must-win state for Mitt Romney, and so far polls have the two major candidates neck and neck. Both campaigns have started focusing on Florida's Hispanic voters who could tip the scales. Obama has said that he'll stop deporting children of undocumented immigrants. Democratic Convention Chair Wasserman Schultz also highlighted the president's support of a law that would allow those individuals to pay in-state tuition at colleges and go on to obtain permanent legal residency if certain benchmarks are met.
Aren't we proud of this president for issuing yet another we-can't-wait executive order to allow our DREAM Act kids who've known no other country, and to stay in this country and live the American dream. To make sure that they can serve in our military, get an education, and be the wonderful and productive additions to our American tapestry that they have been for so many years.
Some of the anti-Obama protesters argued that Democrats support issues like the DREAM Act to be accepting of non-white races. But at the same time, Mitt Romney supporter Chris Seeger explained he plays the race card anytime he's criticized. Chris Broody, a Democrat, contended that it was like the pot calling the kettle black.
But they're very good at tagging Obama for doing the things that they do. So that's one of their big lies, is to attack the president for doing things that they are actually doing.
Obama and other speakers also highlighted the Affordable Care Act for its ability to insure Americans more fairly. Among other things, it stops insurance companies from denying coverage based on a pre-existing condition and allows adult students to stay on their parents' insurance for longer. Ed Bradley, a volunteer with the Obama campaign, Organize for America, called Obama courageous for pushing the law Republicans hate. He said health care would be dealt a huge blow if Romney wins the November election.
They don't have any plans. Not that I've heard. They're absolutely 100% anti. They're not pro anything. They're anti everything.